Tonight we're doing some counting. We're counting up the delegates for the convention, and it looks good. And we're counting down the days until November, and that looks even better.
It was a good night for Mitt Romney. He won the most delegates in the 10 states that held presidential nominating contests, including
vote.
Ohio, where his slim victory over Rick Santorum did not come until past midnight. That crowd's enthusiasm far exceeded voter enthusiasm at this polling station in Columbus, Ohio. Voter Pat Zadnick.
I voted for Mitt Romney because I think he's the strongest person, and I just want this to be over, and so we can start concentrating on beating Obama.
Casey Welch was one of Ohio's many voters who remained undecided about the frontrunners until the end.
I voted for Mitt Romney today. I think he's best suited to get the economy back on track and help America move forward.
At what point did you make your decision that Romney is going to be your candidate?
Just today.
Many Republican voters remain uncertain. Romney is the frontrunner, but not a dominant candidate. And some voters feel social conservatives such as Santorum and Newt Gingrich, who won his home state of Georgia, are too polarizing. The economy is the key issue, with voters in Ohio's countryside and cities worried about job losses and the soaring national debt. Voter Jenny Buskirk.
I voted for Mitt Romney, and because I think he's a good businessman, and I think government is a business, and we need somebody in there that knows what they're doing.
It's a numbers game as candidates try to secure the 1,144 delegates needed to win the nomination. Santorum essentially split the vote in Ohio, despite being heavily outspent by Romney's campaign.
Tonight, it's clear. It's clear. We've won races all over this country. Against the odds, when they thought, oh, okay, he's finally finished, we keep coming back.
That is good news to voters like Jack Auer.
And they all carry baggage, for crying out loud. But Santorum, I think, has remained fairly constant in his position. So his social things, that's important. Of course, the economy is the main thing as far as I'm concerned.
And there are some lifelong Republicans who plan to vote for Democratic President Barack Obama.
I think the Republican Party has been taken over by right-wing conservatives, out of touch with the things that Americans actually need.
It is a sentiment that carries weight in a state that has sometimes gone Republican and sometimes Democratic in past general elections. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Columbus, Ohio.